story begins with silence. A long silence that lasted 400 years. 4 centuries of waiting to hear from the God they worshipped. God had not spoken. No prophet had given them a fresh word from him. No king had shown them the way to him. They prayed, offering their sacrifices, and kept the festivals and holy days. But there had only been silence and waiting. As they waited, their people looked to the ancient texts that told of another time of silence and waiting, when there was a vast nothingness until a great word was spoken and his spirit moved. God creating and breathing life into the world. They looked to their ancient heroes of faith in the centuries of slavery in Egypt. They remembered the night of their liberation when the death angel passed over. They relived the Red Sea crossing and their wandering in the wilderness when Jehovah was life. A succession of kings ruled over them, and the more they turned away from putting God on the throne, the more desperately they needed him. Finally, the nation was destroyed, not by enemies who conquered them, but by their own unfaithfulness to the one who had given them everything. Yet even in their destruction, God had promised they would not be forgotten. A son would be given, the Savior would come, the silence would be broken, and God would speak.
Every longing and need we had would be met as his Spirit breathed new life into our world. At last, the wait would be over, and every prophecy would be fulfilled.
Message from an angel's lips. He said, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast
found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus.
Thank you. Mary was nearing the time to deliver her child. The journey to Bethlehem to register was difficult for her. Everything she had been called to do was difficult. Already she had endured scorn, mistrust, and danger.
Gossip. Faith had given Mary peace when Joseph doubted her. Faith had provided strength and courage as they traveled to Bethlehem. Mary had faith. Mary trusted God. Still, she will confess that there were moments she wondered about a God who would give such a task to someone like her.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder why I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your son.
Jesus came into the world in the exact way God had planned it all along. In spite of the difficult circumstances, everything about him was perfect. Suddenly there were shepherds peering through the doorway of the stable. When they saw Mary and Joseph, and then the baby lying in the manger, they came in and fell to their knees before him, and they worshipped him.
Among us, and we beheld his glory. Mary and Joseph were the first to see it. Then the shepherds who came in from the hills that night got a glimpse, and ever since then, people have found their way to him one way or another. When they see him for who and what he really is, they love him. For what would we have done if he hadn't come to us the way he did?
Welcome, holy child.
brought precious gifts to lay at his feet. Heaven's Son was worthy of even more. He deserves everything we hold dear. So we let go of all we value, all we cling to. We lay down